welcome to Backpacker Radio. I am your host, Zach Badger Davis. I am once again not joined by Chaunce today, as this is the second episode of our Trail Correspondence series. What that is we've selected a handful of hikers from the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail who will be sharing their experiences of their thru hike from the trail through this podcast. The last episode was an introduction to our Appalachian Trail hikers. This episode will feature our PCT and CDT hikers. The first introduction up is our lone CDT trail correspondent, and then that will be followed by our PCT hikers. So without further ado, here they are. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Rachel Delano, and my trail name is Rabbit. I currently live in New York City. I've lived here for about 5 years, and I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. I will be hiking the Continental Divide Trail this year, starting in mid-April. I am hiking because this will be the completion of my Triple Crown. I did the Appalachian Trail in 2016, and I thru-hiked the Pacific Crest Trail in 2017. I started hiking because I was really unhappy in my corporate life. I had, you know, a typical New York job. I was an event planner for, you know, a major company planning these big corporate events. And I just took a look at my life and I realized that I was completely miserable and that this was not what I wanted to do. And so I decided to just drop everything. I quit my job, I left my home, and I went out and started the AT. And it was the best decision that I have ever made. I'm so happy that I did that because it set me on this whole new course in life. And so I did the AT, and after I finished, I came home and knew that there was just no way I was going back to that corporate job. And I decided to triple crown in 3 years. And that was what pushed me out onto the Pacific Crest Trail last year, which was an intense and, you know, beautiful and amazing experience. And then once I got back from that, I decided to become a certified yoga teacher, which is something I'm hoping to incorporate into my next hike. I really want to put in more of those movements where I'm stretching my body every day and really focusing in on that, really making sure that I'm connecting my mind and my body and being more mindful. I think it's something that is actually lacked on my other hikes that I'm really hoping to incorporate in this hike. And I just want to see where that takes me and what that does. So I'm really looking forward to it and I'm excited to take you with me.
Hey there, my name is Miles Bisher, also known on the trail as Miles to Go, and I'm super stoked to be a trail correspondent on the PCT this year for Backpacker Radio. I'm from Portland, Maine, where I'm a high school social studies teacher and soccer coach, and I'm excited to be embarking on a northbound thru-hike of the PCT starting in mid-April, along with my fiancée, Lindsay, who's known on the trail as Flash Gordon. In 2013, Lindsay and I successfully thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail together. But before that, we had exactly zero backpacking experience, and on top of that, our two-person tent would be our first time living together. To put it mildly, we were long shots to finish the hike. But somehow we managed to put one foot in front of the other and found ourselves on top of Katahdin 5 months later. During our thru-hike, after one particularly tough day of hiking in the whites, I remember a fellow thru-hiker asking us if we'd recommend thru-hiking to anyone else. His answer was an emphatic and miserable no. But Lindsay and I looked at each other, remembering all the ups and downs we'd gone through together, all the pain and joy we'd experienced, and all the growth we'd shared as a couple on the hike. And we both said, absolutely, we would recommend thru hiking to anyone we met. And that feeling's only gotten stronger in the 5 years since we finished hiking. Now fast forward to May of last year. I was just finishing up my first year of teaching at a school I really loved, but unfortunately I was working under a one-year-only contract that wouldn't be renewed for budget reasons, and I'd been frantically applying for jobs at local schools to no avail, and one night at dinner, Lindsay got up to leave the table and came back cryptically holding Zach and Carly's book, Pacific Crest Trials, without saying anything, and I looked at her sort of dumbfounded, and then she finally said, "So I've been thinking about quitting my job next year and thru-hiking the PCT. You want to come with me?" It took me all of 3 seconds to say yes, I'm in. So why the PCT? Well, I'm hiking the PCT specifically for a few main reasons. Number one, because my fiance Lindsay asked me to, and I'd be a fool if I didn't go with her. And number two, because to paraphrase Chris McCandless, the core of man's spirit comes from new experiences. And as an East Coaster, the PCT is all new experiences. I've never hiked above 7,000 feet. I've never hiked in the desert for an extended period of time. And I've never seen the Pacific Northwest. So the PCT offers all new experiences for me, which I'm really looking forward to. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't want a triple crown at some point in my life. But why thru-hike? Well, after returning from outer space, the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Romanenko once said, "The cosmos is a magnet. Once you've been there, all you can think of is how to get back." And that's the way the trail is too. It's like a magnet. Once I thru-hiked in 2013, all I could think about in the years since was how to get back on trail. I've learned over time that the trail is where I feel most human, and that thru-hiking is the epitome of the human condition. It's this all-encompassing journey of camaraderie and endurance, despair and pain, but also these immense moments of beauty and joy. It requires the perfect synergy of mind, body, and spirit to do it successfully. And it often forces you to live a humble and grateful life in the perpetual now. In short, thru-hiking is unlike anything I've ever done in my life, and it's the most rewarding and gratifying experience I've ever had. Life is not some inexhaustible well. It's finite. And every morning I look in the mirror, I come face to face with my own mortality. And in the words of Jack London, the function of man is to live, not to exist. I shall not waste my days trying to prolong them. I shall use my time. So that's how I got here, and that's all for now. The next time you'll hear from me, I'll be sitting in the California sunshine, sharing my thoughts and feelings before I hit the trail. Signing off from Maine, this is Miles to Go.
Hey guys, I'm Kate, and I currently live in Boston, Massachusetts. So I'll be leaving for the PCT mid-April, which is coming up soon, and I'm a little nervous, but also super excited. So I've decided to thru-hike because, for one, I've been looking for a little bit of change in my life. I've gone straight through school and then from grad school jumped into the corporate world and kind of never looked back. And thru-hiking has been on my list for a while. So I figured, you know, after wanting this change during this time of transition, this is something I could do for myself. This past year has really taught me that there are no guarantees, and if you do have something on your list that you want to get done, that it's important for you to advocate for yourself and make it happen. Otherwise, you know, it might never. So I was really introduced to thru-hiking while staying in the White Mountains in New Hampshire. And what's really neat is you get to meet thru-hikers in the AT when you're staying at the huts. And so when you hear their experiences and see the trail through their eyes, it's like a whole new thing. I mean, I knew, like, going home that weekend that was something I wanted to do eventually. I didn't know if it would ever happen, and, you know, I'm risking a lot by doing that and putting aside my student loans. I will be leaving my job, and it's scary, but it's worth it to me. And I know that probably sounds crazy to a lot of people, but that's okay. And, you know, just having a background in biology and public health and coupling that with traveling a lot lately, I think I've just seen the world in a different perspective. And there are a lot of beautiful places out there that may not be what they are today. So I figure if this is something I want to do, why not do it now? And in the end, when I look back, I just hope that I have a great experience. I know there's going to be some ups and downs, it's a given. But I think even when there are the downs and those hard times, I'm going to learn a lot about myself. I think I'll have a completely different perspective after the trail. And I hope to meet some really awesome people and have some long-lasting friendships, some memories that I'll never forget. And regardless of how far I go, I just hope that I can look back at the sole fact that I, you know, put in the hard work and stepped foot on the trail to even begin with. And if I can do that, then I'll count that as a success. So next time I'll be talking to you guys, I will be freaking out, but that's how this all goes. Talk to you later. Yo, it's Sarah Mowry from Dallas, Texas. I'm starting my PCT through hike in late March. So the reason that I'm doing this adventure, I haven't even set foot on the PCT yet, and it has already completely changed my life. Back in, I guess, 2015, when I found out about the trail and about long distance backpacking, I was in a job that I was really unhappy at. You know, I was doing all the things I thought I was supposed to do: graduate from college, get a good job, make a lot of money, be respectable. But it didn't take me long to figure out that that was not the path for me. I was just honestly fucking miserable, and I was reaching for something. You know, I didn't know what it was, but eventually I heard of the PCT, and it just sparked something in me. You know, I like couldn't resist the badassery of it. And I got it in my mind that, you know, maybe if I worked hard enough, I could make it happen in 2018. So I started making little changes in my life. I wanted to start spending more time outside. I started writing more, which is my passion. I started to spend time with different people, people who weren't just, you know, working and drinking and partying, but people who were working hard for a purpose, you know, to create something, or, you know, to do the things that, you know, had meaning in their lives. And eventually I quit my job. I gave myself more freedom to plan for the PCT and to pursue those things that I was passionate about and interested in. I started going on backpacking trips and, you know, even by myself. And now I'm at a point that I'm about to start the trail, which 2 years ago, I don't know if I even thought was really possible. And I'm fucking happy. Like, who'd have thunk it? So if that can all happen from just preparing for the PCT, then I am super stoked to find out what's going to happen over sustained months in the wild on this journey of various trials that I'm going to have to overcome. Like, I'm just excited about all of it. I love hiking. The what I'm hoping to really get out of it is sort of a simplicity in my life that I don't feel like I get in this, the quote unquote fake world, as I call it. When I'm outside, I feel like I'm living at the pace of a human being, the pace that I'm meant to live at, you know, waking up with the sun, going to bed with the sun, walking in a one direction, traveling by foot, feeling and seeing the land change under my feet and all around me. I'm kind of nerdy. I really love all the plants and animals and flowers and trees and everything that you get to see when you're out in the wild. And I'm really excited to just see how, like, the progression of how the land changes from one end of the country to another. I'm also really looking forward to meeting all these other people who have dedicated so much time and energy to make this adventure happen for them. Cause I mean, you know that, like, we have so much in common already, because it takes so much to make this happen. So I'm super stoked to, you know, meet all these other people like me, to be a part of the trail community, to make some great connections along the way, and to see some amazing stuff. I am ready. All right, talk to y'all later.
Hey, how we doing? This is Lucas Isaacson. Although I've decided this year I'll be going by the moniker Buns, which is a shortened form of my trail name from last year, and although I didn't really use it a whole lot, I figured it'd be a good way to recognize and thank my trail fam from 2017 for the experiences we shared and all the good times we had together. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I will be embarking on the trail in late April, after about a week after my trail fam and I get together in Big Bear for a reunion. And that's honestly a pretty good segue into a major reason why I'm so invested in hiking in this season, and that's the people you encounter along the way. I can honestly and truly say that the people you encounter are some of the best people out there, and I think it's probably a little difficult to understand unless you've spent time among hiker trash, how meaningful the bonds and connections can be with the people you meet and share experiences with out there. I mean, my trail fam from last year will be friends that I will, you know, hold dear for the rest of my life. I got to develop a friendship with one of my childhood buddies. And also, even in the brief encounters, you know, you find some truly incredible people who are willing to go out of their way for people they hardly know at all. I love the honesty and the sincerity there is on trail. People, you know, friendships happen quick and people are ready to open up. And I think that's a really beautiful thing as well. Another big reason is just the fact that I think you spend so much time with yourself that you really have to, you know, accept your faults. And in that, in doing so, you begin to accept other people's faults. And when you're spending so much time with yourself, you become much more in tune. And then as well as the fact that you're kind of going to bed when the sun goes down and waking up when the sun goes up and or comes up, and going to sleep underneath the stars is truly a beautiful thing, to be part of that circadian rhythm. You know, as well as there's no decision fatigue, which is a extremely relieving thing when we're surrounded in a society by, you know, being constantly bombarded by so many possibilities and decisions we have to make. It's really nice to just know that you either can go forward or backward on a trail, and that's about the extent of the decisions you're going to make in a day, besides from where you're sleeping or getting water. And I think the number one reason is just because it's flat out one of the best things you could do with your life. It's the best prescription to any illness. You know, you are exercising, you're in the sun most of the time, you're enjoying nature, you're with friends. And finally, this year, I'd just like to get a greater appreciation and gratitude in my life. You know, continue building in that aspect of my personality. Give me some more time for some personal exploration out here, find out who I am a little bit more. It's always a great way to reset, and as well as another opportunity to make some new amazing friends and experience a new challenge.
My name is Madeline Newell, and I live in Santa Cruz, California. I'm hitting the Pacific Crest Trail northbound in mid-April, and I'm hiking the trail for two reasons. One is I spent the past 4 years doing my undergrad at New York University, and by the end, the urban landscape became really overwhelming for me, and it's pretty tricky to take a hike from the city, so I'm really looking forward to getting amongst it for a few months. And two, I'm looking forward to having the time to reflect and decide what I want to do next with my life. Career-wise and personally and where I want to be, I'm just not quite sure yet where my energy is best put. So I think it'll be good to have the time on the trail to think about that and to realize what's most important to me. That said, I don't have any major expectations of myself or from the trail, and I think that's sort of the beauty of my hike. I'm not counting on any major revelations or figuring out the secret to life or anything. I'm just hoping to get to know myself better and to meet some great people along the way. Basically, I'm just your typical lost 20-something who might be using the trail to procrastinate entering the real world or whatever you want to call it, and hoping to have one hell of an adventure in the meantime. And of course, I'm looking forward to having a legitimate excuse to eat whatever I want, and looking forward to having sexy trail legs. That's full disclosure.
And that's it for the second episode. We hope to get these episodes out every other week or so, which means that you should have a new episode of Backpacker Radio in your phone or on your laptop just about every week. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by heading to patreon.com/backpackerradio, all one word. You can leave us a review on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes, and or tell every single person that you know. As always, you can reach us directly by emailing podcast@thetrek.co, You can connect with us on Instagram at Backpacker Radio, on Twitter at Backpacker Pod, and on Facebook by searching Backpacker Radio. So that's it. Happy hiking, everyone.